happy. It's not. It's what is it? What is it today, Mama? It's not Halloween anymore. It's
no,
the day after.
I think it's All Saints' Days or All Souls' Days.
Both those things are correct.
Yes.
And so happy both those things.
Yes. Happy to have you back.
Yay!
My most wonderful daughter.
Yeah, it's life with the girlfriends.
Yes.
And as Mama just say, more life with the girlfriends. Because we're about trying to put more life into our life.
Isn't it true?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, oh my gosh, everything just brightens up when you add more life, right?
And that could be just as small as a switch in perception.
Oh, 100%. That's what I'm talking about.
Or a switch in intention, even.
Yes. Switch in perception, switch in intention. You know what? It's like, it's all a choice. Didn't I tell you I woke up that one morning and I had this dream and the last words were in the dream were, it's always a choice.
It's always a choice.
It's always a choice.
Oh, it's always a choice.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a choice whether you feel upset about your situation. It's a choice whether you want to complain about it or just focus on the good stuff, huh?
Well,
or even on the neutral stuff.
Exactly. And we know that the bad stuff, someone was chastising me this week, saying, you know, why are you judging things good or bad?
Who is that? Not
and
me,
it's all
right?
Neutral. No, it's not you.
Okay.
I was just talking about spirituality and something and about intentions, and she's like, well, why are you judging things good or bad? They just are. They are, and it's like, okay, I understand that. I get that. And yet so I guess I won't judge things as good or bad, just sometimes situations to be solved. You know, from a higher vantage point.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I think I'm in those situations a little longer than I want to be. And they're not being solved, so the new situations can come through.
You said something to me today. It was, if I can remember it, but it was like about, oh, hey, so you ended up like, hey, so you took the focus on this one thing. You were, I can't remember the word you used, but... it's like you took the focus off of this, and so it didn't bug you so much.
Oh, right.
Distracted, I think.
Yes.
It was a distraction. I like that.
Yes.
I like that.
And it's like, you know, so now I'm here.
Yeah.
You know.
You had to just, you know, you can distract yourself nicely and positively, and then in the meantime, the storm clouds go by.
For sure. Mm-hmm. You know, in my little daily calendar that has all these affirmations on it, today, November 1st, is if you want to be happy, be. And that's it. And it's by Tolstoy.
Uh-huh.
And that was the quote for the day. If you want to be happy, comma, be. And, you know, like you said, it's a choice.
Mm-hmm.
And like last weekend, I wasn't here on the show because I had a cold.
You lost your... You still have it.
I still have it.
You're much better now.
And I have more cough drops and so forth. Mm-hmm. So we're Christine, Marie, and Julie. We're mother, daughter, law of attraction coaches, and much more. You're a psychotherapist, and I'm a former teacher, and we love discussing big issues, small issues, all about life.
More life. We love this. You know, this is our therapy hour, isn't it?
It really feels like
it. And we
like
hope
it.
That everybody comes along and... gets a little peek into our life.
Yeah.
And
which is probably very similar to everybody else's
everybody
life.
Everybody else's, I think so. We were just talking to the engineer, you know, about Halloween, and he goes, I just don't get invited out that much. I'm kind of, we're like, yeah, you know, we're just like, sometimes we're just like homebodies, right?
Yes. And sometimes we're just not invited to the party. And we're like, well, why not? And you just go, okay, well, you know what? I'm not meant to be invited to the party today.
You didn't have your Walking Dead costume on or something like that.
Man,
who knows?
Yes, who knows? I didn't have the right Tostitos to bring along to the party.
That's right.
So, you know.
But you really had a nice guest host last week since you were gone.
You did.
It was Gregory, your brother.
And he did a great job.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun. I heard it, and I knew the conversation where you wanted it to go to, and none of that happened.
None of it happened. We just
shoot the crap in some sense.
Yeah, you know, we just kind of fell on the fun times, you know, and that was great.
It was great.
Wait, I don't say that yet.
No, not over yet. But no, what it was really a sweet, slice of life.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fun reminiscing about, you know, the little small things that happen in a family.
Yes.
That mean so much, but we forget they mean so much.
Yeah. And to go back there, it's like to revisit, you know, good times. And that, and your brain doesn't know,
you know,
that you were revisiting. It just feels good.
It was.
And happy.
And happy. It was interesting. I was listening to this one podcast. And,
mm-hmm.
And it was, at the end, they have audience people call up and leave comments about the podcast.
No way.
Yes, right. And it's kind of interesting. But the topic was this young woman was basically being kicked out of her family because she was now openly gay.
Mm-hmm.
And her family was not accepting. Mm-hmm. And so at the end, and this was happened on a previous podcast, so at the end of this new podcast, people were commenting. And one man called up saying, you know, don't give up hope because my parents were not happy with me, but they just walked me down the aisle 10 years later, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and then this one woman called up, and it was so sweet. She says, you know, let's not, she goes, don't define your whole relationship with your family by this one instant.
Uh-huh.
They were still the ones that held you when you were sick, took care of you when you were scared,
uh-huh.
fed you, clothed you, and, you know, as my family did, they got over it,
mm-hmm.
and we became better.
Mm-hmm.
And so at this moment may feel like it's a death, but don't forget the whole situation. And
that's
The big picture.
Wow.
And I just thought...
Now, see, that's the maturity I want to have.
Yes. But what I felt like when I listened to you and Greg talk last week
mm-hmm.
was just a slice... Sorry, my cough drop. Which is a slice of all the little things that build a relationship in a positive way.
Yes.
You know, the times that you took Greg, you know, out to his, you know, auditions for
mm-hmm.
plays
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And the time you cut his hair right before the prom in his white suit. You know, and just all those thousand and one little things that
yes.
you do as parents
yes.
do. And a thousand little things that kids do for
yeah.
their parents.
Right.
And I hold out the glimmer of hope for anybody out there who is having, you know, maybe having an argument that doesn't seem can be solved, because it all can be solved.
Right.
It can all be, or it can be dissolved.
That's what we say.
Yes.
We say it may not be solved, but it can be dissolved.
Yes.
For sure.
And sometimes it's just remembering the thousand and one little good things that occurred. Mm.
Yes.
And I'm not saying every relationship is like that, because
I agree.
You know,
yeah.
I've seen worse ones. You know, I've
mm-hmm.
certainly you and your mom had a difficult relationship, but it lasted a long time.
Yeah. And yeah, and you know, and in the fullness of time, it's all the above. It's bitter and it's sweet. You know,
For sure,
yeah.
for sure. And sometimes they're more bitter, and sometimes they're more sweet.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching Patricia. Who is Everyone Loves Raymond? Patricia Clarkson? No.
What is it you said?
Everybody Loves Raymond.
Oh, Heaton.
Patricia Heaton.
Yeah.
She has a cooking show on, and I don't know if it's an old one or a new one.
Uh-huh.
And she was making a. She goes, everybody gets a fondue plate for their wedding, and no one ever uses it. And I say, let's bring out the fondue plate. And she was making chocolate. And she says, you know, you need to be careful with dark chocolate because sometimes it could be a little bitter.
Yeah,
and then you have
true.
To add more sugar and make it a little sweeter. And
mm-hmm.
you don't want to make it too sweet. So, but it's really an individual taste between
wow.
the bitter and the sweet.
Uh-huh.
And that's how life is, isn't it?
Isn't it?
It's like that dark chocolate.
It can be good for you, but it's a bit bitter.
Yes. The more antioxidants it has in it, the more flavonoids, the bitter it is.
Yes.
Which is
if it's good for you, it's bitter.
Exactly. Listen, sometimes I think that when you have a really good childhood,
mm-hmm.
you kind of lose that fire in your belly.
Yeah. It's kind of true, you know. It's like, but yet, you know, I don't know that, like my best friend when I was a kid, she had a sweet childhood. Her parents never argued, and I can remember being over to her house and saying, you know, kind of whispering, like, when does it start? And she would go like, well, what star, you know? And I go, you know, all the fighting and the arguing and the throwing of shoes and everything. And she goes, what are you talking about? I go,
because
I just thought every family was like my
family. Right.
You know, I didn't know.
Exactly.
And then when I kind of found out, I was like, oops.
Yeah. I'll keep that to myself.
Yeah, I better not.
Better not let the cat out of the bag.
That's right. So what's on the agenda for tonight, girlfriend?
We have a lot of stories to go over because I haven't been here in a week.
Yeah, you've got a lot of stories
and
to tell.
One kind of overall topic I kind of want to talk about, too, and I don't know how it'll weave into every story, is this idea that are things worth it? So many times we create something, art, project, even a new business, that at the end it almost seems worthless, like it was just a waste of time because the outside world didn't receive it well or didn't receive it at all. You know, sometimes bad comments are better than no comments, you know.
Yeah.
And what do you do about that? And this week I had several things come up where you're like, okay, a lot of work was put in and nothing was returned.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you do with that? So I want to talk about that a little bit.
Very interesting, my friend. Very interesting.
Yeah, and I like to share, first of all, a couple stories about Elliot.
Our Elliot.
Because, in the middle of this idea that, you know, are things worth it if the outside world doesn't perceive it as being worth it,
correct,
you know?
Yes.
I also want to talk about when you're perceiving things in a completely different manner than what is really going on, and how that can work for your benefit in some sense. You know, sometimes being kind of
smart dumb.
Yeah, kind of smart dumb.
Yeah.
You know, because exactly. But beforehand,
we recently say like ignorance is bliss. You know,
exactly, because sometimes ignorance gives you.
Yeah.
I was going to say, you know, like bravery.
Yeah.
You know.
Kind of that Forrest Gump luck.
Well, yeah. Like, you know, you're being all brave not knowing that there's a lion behind you the entire time.
And you're like, there was? I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, you did the speech really well. We thought you knew. Like, no.
Right.
I would have known. I would have, you know, ran away. Or something.
So what were you going to say about Elliot?
Okay, I'll tell a story really quick.
No. I want to hear about you.
Oh, do you?
I miss Elliot. Well, he's back home.
Yes.
And he's been gone for 3 days. You tell that story.
Okay.
Unless your voice can't handle it.
No, my voice can handle it. Mm-hmm. Where's Normano at, by the way?
I don't know.
Okay,
he's
good.
In and out.
Okay, good. That's fine because I'm hearing a lot of noise.
That's Normano.
Okay, that's no problem.
Yeah.
And so anyway...
He came in like a big bulldog, and I'm like, hello, we're on the show.
Yeah, exactly.
He goes, I'm up.
I'm moving up.
Yeah,
and I'm dictating it now. His life revolves around me at this moment. we have a wheaten terrier that's 12 months old.
Yay.
A whole year
He's
old.
He's celebrating his year.
Yes, yay. And just by a beautiful coincidence, there's a woman in our subdivision that has opened up a doggy daycare, which she calls a play and stay. A groomer, boarding, about an hour and 15 minutes away from where we live.
Far away.
But it's a big, huge pole barn.
Yeah.
And it's lovely. Mm-hmm. And we just met her one day. I'm like, oh, my gosh. And she's like, well, you know, I go there twice a week. I own it.
No, I think she says, like, I go there three times a week.
Right.
But she's
but
really
twice
good.
A week.
Yeah,
I'm going to pick up your dog.
I'll come and say, right.
For free. And you just got to pay the daily rate.
Yeah.
But not transportation.
Right.
And I'm like,
it's like
fine.
A huge blessing. A huge bargain.
A huge blessing.
For us, but such a wonderful blessing for Elliot.
Oh.
Because our doggie loves other doggies.
Yes. And we're not going to satisfy that itch in reality. We're not going to give him another dog to play with.
No, we give him AM love and we give him PM love, but only the other doggies can give him all day love.
That's right. And we take him to the dog park and he runs around like crazy if there's another dog there.
Mm-hmm.
And so, anyway, this has been going on for at least a month where she would come pick up our dog.
Yeah.
Maybe longer than that. And it was lovely, 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 lovely. And then I got a phone call. We were waiting for her to come pick up our dog. And last Thursday, I get a phone call. She's like, oh, Julie, I go, yes. She goes, I can't make it today. I'm like, okay, what's going on? She goes, I go, no problem, no worries. She goes, well, I was vacuuming ladybugs off my ceiling, or Asian beetles, sorry, Asian beetles.
Same thing, right?
Yeah, they're not, but yes, they're, because ladybugs are magical.
Are what?
Ladybugs are magical.
Oh, yes.
Asian beetles are everywhere.
Asian beetles are just...
the fields are gone, so they're everywhere.
Yes, yes. It's that time of the year.
Exactly. And I was vacuuming them off my ceiling, and I was standing on top of my fireplace mantle, and then I fell and broke my foot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, no.
Oh, Linda.
And then she said, my husband's coming back home from where he works, which is in
Minneapolis,
a state away,
two
states away. And he can take, he's taking my dogs down to stay and play for 2 days, and he'll take Elliot with him. I'm like, great.
Because she's having surgery.
Right. She was having surgery.
Yeah.
We're like, okay, wonderful. And so,
he picks him up on Thursday morning
and,
or whatever.
Yes. And then brought him back Sunday.
Today.
Yes. And we're like, I go, well, I think he's okay. He goes, oh, he's having a blast.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
they had
sure
a Halloween party where the dog's dressed up. And
I know. And we just trusted he'd be okay.
Yeah. Because he loves Linda. He sees the red van. Sometimes he'll just wait by the window now.
I know.
Just, like,
just
wait
love
for the,
that.
It's the red van, and it's got play and stay, everything. And
so he's been a happy dog, and now he's been tired, but he seems like he's grown up a little bit.
Yeah, he's maturing.
You know, he like went away for camp for 3 days, and now he's come back a man.
Yeah, he did come back a man.
That's right. And so anyway.
Well, not full man.
No, just a little.
He's got, like.
Well, he's neutered.
He's neutered, yeah.
Yeah. And so.
He's a boy man.
Exactly. With a mustache and a beard. So about 3 weeks ago, maybe 2 weeks ago, you told me I have some, you know, I do your bidding for you on the phone.
Yes,
you
do.
Hate.
Yeah.
You just tell me right off the bat.
We hate this stuff. We do bills together.
Yes.
And I, you know, because you do the computer, you put them in the computer,
right,
and all that stuff. And I said, Julie, look at my dish bill. It's like
$50.
Something huge, like $65 more than it normally is.
Yes.
And I'm like, what the heck happened?
And this is not acceptable. I will not stand by for this.
Yeah. It's not us.
It's not us.
You know, we never, even if we buy, rent a movie, we never rent it through the television.
Right.
Because we believe it's like if you rent a movie, go to the video store, use your running around money for it. Don't put it on your bill money.
Right.
And so, I was trying to get, I got Julie all kind of like.
Oh, you were hot to trot.
I was like.
And you're like, I'm not going to take this.
I'm not going to take this.
And you're going to have to deal with this.
And you're going to talk to somebody.
Yes, because once again, you write checks that I have to cash.
That's right.
or I have to endorse one or the other, however that works out.
So we're in the bedroom, and she's calling, right?
Yes. And I'm hot too. I'm like,
you
who
are
does
mad.
This?
Yeah, you're mad.
So after about 20 minutes on hold, I finally get to a person that we're talking.
Yes.
And she's like, okay, well, first off, do you have a passcode? Because first of all, okay, I find out that somehow my hopper, I ordered an MMA fight.
MMA fight for $65.
Yes, and I said no, I did not.
And she didn't believe you.
She was listening to the conversation. Somebody in your household did this. I go, trust me when I say no one in my household did this. No one.
You said my mom and dad are the only people, and they're old.
Yes, I think I said that. No, I didn't.
I think you said something like that.
Very similar to that, but not specifically like that. And so
she didn't believe you.
No. So the first thing she decided to do to distract me from my rage was she says, "Well, let's first get you a passcode on your hopper, so next time it won't happen." I'm like, "All right, I'll let you go take me down this rabbit hole. That's fine." So I got my passcode for the. So from now on, if we want to rent something, we had to plug in a passcode first.
I mean, it's not. It's more than that because, like, I wanted to watch Fargo.
Right.
And I had to plug in the passcode.
Yeah, which is weird because I don't have to plug it in for other things. So that's very bizarre.
Yeah, it's very bizarre.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, this is cool. This is fine. And then I go, okay, so now I appreciate this, but I'm telling you right now, I did not order this MMA fight.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't do it. I didn't do it. I wouldn't do it. Nobody did it. It just didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, well,
I'll give you $10 off.
She,
something like that.
And I said, so basically I'm telling you that not only did I not see it, I didn't order it, and you're saying that you're able to give me $10 off the $55 charge,
Right, right.
I said, well, I just feel like I'm being cheated here.
Yeah.
I'm getting hotter and hotter. I'm like,
yeah, you are getting hot. And in the background, I'm going, well, we'll just switch to.
Yeah, and I'm like, I don't want DirecTV.
DirecTV, I guess that'd be good.
Yeah, and I'm just like, and in my mind, I'm going, this is going to be a world of pain for me to do this switching and teaching my parents how to run DirecTV. It took me 5 years from them working the Hopper.
Oh, Jill,
it's
so going to
be horrible. Let's just keep it. We know this is horrible. so anyway, you're trying to tell me that I didn't pay for it. I didn't order it. I didn't watch it. And I'm telling you that somebody on your end or on the MMA fighting, you know, did this to me.
You accused MMA.
Yes.
Of somehow flipping this in for us or something.
I go,
you remember that?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
'Cause I'm like, this is probably happening to everybody.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's doing this, and that's how they're making all their millions, by stealing it from everybody, a little bit here and there. And she's like, hold on a second. I'm like, okay.
I know, you were just so great. Like getting hotter and hotter.
Well, like, because you
can't think. It wasn't real. You were just, you know.
No, it was 90% real, 10% show.
Uh-huh.
But you kept, and in my background, you kept saying, I'm not paying for this. This is wrong. So you're getting mad at me. And then you're also saying, we'll go to DirecTV. I'm like, oh, yeah. I do not want this hassle. And so I'm like, this has to work out. And then finally she comes back. She says, okay, we can, for this one time, we can credit it. I'm like, okay, well, thank you very much, miss. I appreciate that. You know, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Oh, this took about 30 minutes, believe it or not.
Oh, easy.
And that makes me mad. Like, why does it take 30 minutes? But it did what it did.
Yeah.
And so then I hung up the phone. I'm like, okay, but they're going to take it off the next bill.
Yeah.
You know,
not this bill.
No, the next one.
Yeah, they already took the money out.
So they can't give it back to
us,
but they can take out the next bill. And we're like, okay, that's fine. And then as soon as I got the phone, you said,
I just said, Julie, should I say?
Yes.
I said, you know, that MMA fight. I said, you know, during PM Love with Elliot, he was laying on the clicker, and I looked up, and he had ordered that fight.
And all I could say was, well, thank God I didn't know about that before I called.
Because otherwise it would have just been bad acting.
I would have gone, listen, my dog accidentally ordered it. Well, I can't. And then I would have taken it up the tushy, and I would have said, I'll take the $10 off.
Yeah.
The 40.
I'll take the 10, yeah.
Yeah, because it was my dog that did it.
Well, he was laying on the clicker, and not only was he laying on it, he was, like, rolling on it.
So yeah.
You know, it's not just one click.
I know, but so somehow rolling on the clicker got him to the place of ordering an MMA MMA fighting.
Yes.
For $59, yeah.
65.
Whatever it was. It was huge. That dog is costing us some buku bucks, by the way.
Yeah, no kidding.
I'm about ready to take him back. He's ordering stuff on cable.
You know, that did that. And I just, and see, the thing is, I didn't realize it until, you know, kind of halfway through that whole conversation, and I wasn't about to, like,
no.
you were going, you know, you were heading down that.
Can I tell you another quick story?
Yeah.
This is not about Elliot's podcast I was listening to. I can't remember what it was. I think Radiolab. And it kind of goes along with this, because I really do believe that there are scammers, not scammers, but malwares, programs, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
That is designed to take, you know, for us to gently say yes to things, right?
Mm-hmm.
To take money from us.
Right.
And so I was listening to this Radiolab, and it freaked me out, because it was talking about, the underground, you know, the underground belly of the internet. You know, not the above board, but the underground belly of the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's this one website called Dark Code. I don't know if it's still up. I don't know if you can still get onto it or whatever. But it's a place where hackers can buy and sell and IP addresses as, because you need a clean IP address to send out mass emails, right?
Right.
And then, or credit card numbers, you know,
all
that stuff. Now, here's something that's going on that I had no idea that was going on. So this woman is talking about this woman. I think she's in Boston. Maybe your age. Her and her husband are immigrants. I think they're Polish. I could be wrong. But anyway, she had woke up one morning to her computer just being dead to her, like not working, couldn't open up a window, nothing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden it said, you know, this is so-and-so, some kind of company, and we have closed all your windows and locked them up. And we can release all your windows and files, all your files, for $500. If you try to do it on your own, it will not work because it is not hackable or not fixable. And we you know, and to prove that we can unlock your computer, we will unlock one file. And she clicked on one file and it opened up. But immediately when she opened it up, a timer went off, like a
wow.
timer, like going down,
yeah.
And it was 7 days, and so it was like 7 days and 6 days, you know, 24, 3 hours and 59 minutes, and then all going down, timing it down to zero, and it then said, "You have exactly 7 days to pay us the $500 to unlock your computer,
wow.
And if you don't." We will then increase it to $1,000,
mm-hmm.
and it'll go up $500 every week after
okay,
that.
Okay, that's just like blackmail.
It's exact, not like blackmail, it is blackmail.
And it sounds like something for the cops, you know.
Now, here's the deal. You have to pay in Bitcoin. And why do you pay in Bitcoin? Because it's not traceable.
Mm.
And she said, doing it during this whole, she talked to her husband. Her husband's like, "We're not paying it. We're not going to be blackmailed to pay this."
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden she's like, "We've got tax files on there.
Mm-hmm.
We've got pictures from holidays.
My
Let's
God.
Just pay the $500 and be done with it."
Oh, my God.
And so, but here's the problem. It was during Thanksgiving week. So you have, it happened on a Monday or a Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So you have Sunday, then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then you have Thursday of Thanksgiving, then Friday, the weekend, and so forth. And they only had 7 days. So they decided to do it. And then Monday, she figured out how to use Bitcoin.
Yeah, I wouldn't know how to do that.
And she says, "This was the thing that got me so messed up using Bitcoin." Because she had to go to a Bitcoin cafe to put money in. And the only way to do that was to, which was in New York City, was to send a cashier's check for enough money to give them $500 in bitcoins to this cafe.
Hmm.
And to do that, though, because it's currency, you have to fill out paperwork. Your name, address, phone number, and they ask you what it's for. And there's a box that says ransom.
No, there isn't.
Yes, there's a box that says ransom. And so, anyway, she goes to the post office to get her cashier's check, and she sends it to the Bitcoin Cafe in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And she overnights it or priority mails it, thinking she's got enough time. And I think she priority mails it, so it's a little bit cheaper for her, I think. And she waits for Wednesday. She goes online, and there's nothing there in her account. There's no money there in her account yet. And she's like, "Oh, my gosh." So she calls up the cafe and says, "No, we haven't received it yet." And so the next day was Thanksgiving, and so nothing came through. And then Friday came in the morning, and nothing. No money was there. And there was a big snowstorm, too, at this time.
Good Lord.
So she's just at her wit's end.
Yeah.
And then at night, it came in, it came through. Except that when she looked at her account, it wasn't $500 of Bitcoin in her account. It was $489 or $487. And the reason why is because the exchange rate is always changing on Bitcoin because it's a currency.
Mm-hmm.
So she didn't give enough money for the
$500. No.
So she calls up just frantic. "What am I going to do? What do I do?" And she goes, "Well, you need $13 more. And she goes, "Well, I gave you enough money." She goes, "Yeah, for the Friday exchange, but not, or for the money exchange, but not for this exchange." And she's like, "I don't understand." And so the only way this could be solved, because time was running out, she didn't have time to send it to the mail again, was they have an ATM machine in downtown Manhattan. And fortunately for this woman, her daughter lives in Brooklyn, or I think it's in downtown Brooklyn or something like that, and her daughter lives in Brooklyn. So she told her daughter, please go. Go to the ATM and deposit this money into my account now. And her daughter had a play, you know, has a little kid, so she had a play date. She had to cancel everything.
Oh, my gosh.
It was a big ordeal. And her mother is still frantic. And she gets there. And this might be actually like in the weekend because we're getting close to it's the day it's going to cancel, that the clock is going to go to zero.
Mm-hmm.
So she's frantic. And so she goes there. And the daughter puts the money in, and you know how when your window is just buffering, it goes in a circle,
mm-hmm.
circle.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what happened. Nothing was moving forward in the computer. She was having technical difficulties at the ATM.
Mm-hmm.
So her daughter quickly calls up this Bitcoin cafe. They send out a technician to come fix the ATM.
Is it a Bitcoin ATM?
Yeah. You know how like some banks? No, it's a Bitcoin cafe.
Oh, okay.
So wherever this cafe was.
Gotcha.
So like, it was like a U.S. bank,
mm-hmm.
but for Bitcoin. And so anyway, and the reason I use Bitcoin because it's non-traceable. That's
right,
the main thing.
Right, right.
And so anyway, the technician came out and she goes, oh, I've been talking to your mom. I really feel bad about this for her. And she comes out and so... You know, eventually this works, and the mom has enough money in, and she quickly pays it. And she gets an email saying, we've received your payment, but you're 2 hours too late. Somehow in this whole ordeal, it came through 2 hours too late.
Oh, my
and now
God.
You owe another $510.
Oh, my God.
And so she is just at her wit's end and
sure.
so tired. And so she writes a letter, an email to the company, because they have a support line. The people that are blackmailing her.
They have a support
they
line.
They have a support line. Yes, they do. And so she's emailing them saying, I just need, you know, you need to know that I wanted to pay this on time.
Mm-hmm.
And here's all the things that happened.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got it in the mail on Monday. Should have been there on Wednesday, but because of the big snowstorm and Thanksgiving, didn't get it until Friday. It wasn't enough because of the exchange. My daughter had to go to Brooklyn to put more money in. And so I did everything you told me to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, it just didn't work out. Please, could you just unlock my computer? And she sent it. And she said 20 minutes later, she went to her computer and it said unlocked.
It was unlocked.
They unlocked it for her.
They unlocked it.
So these hijackers are these, mm-hmm. you know.
Have a soul.
Have a soul. they, you know, they're not total evil. You know, it's a business.
Yeah.
And so
it's a blackmail business.
It's a blackmail business. Now, here's what they were talking about as well. And so I started freaking out because, you know what, I've got to do a better job of backing
yeah.
up our stuff.
Yeah.
Like, so please help me with that. And then, but the other thing was they were saying the woman was not so upset because she thought, I bet these people are from the Ukraine. She said in her mind, and I'm from the Ukraine, and we're really smart people. We are high grades in math and science and computers, but our economy kind of sucks.
Mm.
And I bet these people are from the Ukraine. And so she, in some way, she felt like she was helping her own people out in some sense.
Wow.
That's what I felt like.
That's you have to go really far to
yeah,
to
maybe
that
you're
one.
Just trying not to hate the world at that moment,
yeah.
you know. But
I don't know if I would have had the... I think I might have been so angry, I might have said, done, I'm done with the computer.
Yeah.
Don't need it.
Don't need it ever.
Never.
No, I'm done.
Never, ever.
Forget it all.
Yeah.
Well, and it's interesting because...
Off the grid.
Well, they were proposing that as a question, like, when will it be too much of a hassle?
Mm-hmm.
When will you just say, I'm done with the computer?
Yeah. And it's true because not only is it too much, there are times that I lose money because I just don't want to, you know, go back or do something.
Yeah.
And, just let it be. Or like even with like GoDaddy, you know.
Oh, I know. Well, that's another thing about things you think might be of value, but in the end may be worthless.
Right.
Or just not to the outside world. They see the value in something.
Wow.
And, it, you know, our domain name that you you're like, this is a good domain name.
Yeah.
I want to use it sometime.
Yeah, I probably have 100.
We probably do.
Yeah, I do. You know, I was thinking about when you were saying Bitcoin. I remembered I was watching Wednesday, and I was watching Bravo,
mm-hmm.
like $1 million listing in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
It was they had about 6 episodes, And they had this one home, and it was gorgeous. I think it was like $11 million. And this young girl, you know, like in her 20s, says, yeah, I'll buy this home, and, you know, makes an offer. And she goes, it'll be, and he goes, is it all cash? She goes, well, it's all Bitcoin. And I just thought, what the hell? You know,
yeah.
These techies
yeah.
that are that just, like, they sell a couple of apps, and they're, like, freaking billionaires, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah, you know.
And everything is in Bitcoin, and
yeah.
I'm like, oh, I felt like, girl, you gotta get it together. You don't know nothing.
Girl, you got nothing.
You don't know anything.
Yeah, the world's passing you by, girl. Yeah.
Bitcoin, I don't know. I just want to hold my puppy.
Exactly. Is that what you're calling nowadays?
That's right.
But it's just, and I think the question that needs to be asked, like, when will it not be worth it?
Yeah.
None of it.
Yeah.
And we may, and I, when I hear people talk about artificial intelligence being, you know, a potential threat for us all.
Yeah.
And at that point, we may just have to, like, turn off the switch, you know?
Norm was, like, he was on the phone the other day, and he said he freaked himself out because he goes, I'm thinking that I want to go to my, what do they call it, when you have... Just see up, you know, like go to your recent or something, or
yeah, my history.
Yeah, and he goes, I was just thinking that I wanted to go to my recent or whatever
history. Yeah,
and it came on. This is on his phone.
Oh, his phone recent.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Yes,
yeah, and it just
oh.
and he was just thinking it.
Okay,
and it went there, and I kind of understand that because even like with your computer,
yes,
it, sometimes you're thinking about, and all of a sudden an ad for that will
yeah.
appear.
Yes,
and you're like. OMG.
And you don't even touch anything at all.
No. And like you and I today we were on the computer and we were thinking about ordering this one thing and we were just thinking about it and remember
yeah.
we got a coupon in the email
yes.
for like $10 off.
And you're like, oh my God.
OMG. How did they know?
How did they get
into our brain?
Exactly. We didn't even put any in the computer.
No.
We were just thinking about ordering this, and they sent me an email.
Yeah.
You were on the fence.
Yes.
And like, you just got an email 2 minutes ago about this. And you're like, oh my God.
I know.
It's crazy.
I know. Oh, Julie.
You know,
what's going to happen to the world?
I know. Well, I want to tell you. I want you to tell the story about what's happening to the world right now. Something that you noticed. You were very observant,
mm-hmm.
and I couldn't figure out if it was real or metamodern, which is like, is it sarcastic or true or what is it? And it's about, you know.
I have no idea.
The beer.
Oh, that I told you like about a week ago or so that you know Dad and I were getting gas at Citgo, and they had a big sign and it said Hunter Special, 30 cans of Busch for like $15, you know, and I go, Norm, that's a really good buy. We like Busch, and so. He goes in to the Citgo, he gets his free cup of coffee, because
mm-hmm.
you get a free cup of coffee when you're buying, and he comes out with a 30-pack, and I'm like, I look at these cans, and they're orange, they're like mm-hmm. Hunter's orange, and they have big pictures of big bucks with like, you know, points, antlers and stuff,
yeah.
and like mm-hmm. ducks flying, and literally, they really are a Hunter's Special. I mean, they're like, and you start thinking, okay, so guns,
yes,
you know,
mm-hmm.
animals,
yes,
alcohol,
yes,
but the cans are that safety orange.
Safety orange.
Yes.
So is it a joke?
Is it a joke?
Like metamodern? Like, hey, we don't really want you to be drinking beer while you're hunting.
Yeah.
But if you choose to, these cans are orange, so no one is...
They're safety orange.
Yeah. No one is, disguising your... No one is misdiagnosing your can of beer for
yes.
a deer, you know? Or,
yes.
Or like,
don't put it in a camouflage holder.
Yes. No. So they may shoot it.
Yes.
It is, you know, it is bright orange.
That's
for protection,
right.
For your protection.
I know. It's so funny because we were in... speaking of, you know, the hunting and stuff, this was just a couple days ago, we were at Shell,
mm-hmm.
and we go to Shell on Tuesdays because nobody knows this because they don't advertise it, But, you know, years and years and years ago, when you went to Shell on Tuesday and you bought, like, you know, 7 or 8 gallons of gas, you got a free car wash. They no longer advertise that, but they honor it.
Oh.
If you go in there on a Tuesday and you pay your, you know, you buy your 7 or 8 gallons, show them your receipt, free car wash, girlfriend. Free car wash.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Not bad. $5, $6.
Yeah, so we were in there, and Dad was in the Shell, and I don't know why, but I was looking to my right, and I got, like, there's this guy gets out of this vehicle, and he's in camouflage pants.
Okay.
And wearing kind of like the boots that tie up and everything.
Yeah.
And I don't know why, but I, you know me, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm, like, attracted to camouflage.
Yes, you are.
I have no idea
like
why.
Like a moth to a flame.
Yes. It like a white on rice.
Yes, exactly.
We'll keep going with that. But
like a ooga, ooga.
I have no idea why, because there is nothing in me that would suggest that this would be attractive to me. But I'm fascinated by this guy. I only see the back of him, you know, and in his camouflage pants and everything, and the way his body's moving, he's looking real good. And like, you know, I don't like guns.
No,
and
right.
I love animals. So this just doesn't work, you know. And all of a sudden, he turns around. Okay. Mm. And his face is black. He's got, like, black lines on his face.
He's serious.
He's serious, like, straight down.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got a black hat on. And I'm just, like, I'm not even aware that I'm looking at him now. I'm just, like, frozen.
Yes.
You know. And all of a sudden, he starts moving, and I'm still looking at this, like, you know, the image of the black stripes going down, and he's got a beard and everything. And all of a sudden, he starts, like, doing this with his hands, like what? You know, like...
Yeah, like your hands, like you know, like walk like you're holding two pizzas in a hand.
Well, like years ago, like when people would, you know, get mad at you or something, they just give you the finger.
Right.
And now they just go like what? What?
The
really?
Universal sign for what? What?
Yeah. Like, really?
Really?
That's what he's doing to me. I'm like, nothing, sir. I just, you know, I'm just like, I like your camouflage. I don't know.
Yeah.
So that was my experience. And within 1 week, I had the Hunter Special experience.
So you had 2 instances of hunting.
And then I had the camouflage.
Interesting.
And, you know, Norm, when he wants to, you know, he puts on his camouflage pants for me. When he has, like, ideas in his brain.
Yes, exactly. Ideas in his brain. That doesn't happen.
Norm?
Yeah, exactly.
Excuse me? Snap out of it.
What kind of ideas he's got going on in his brain?
It's like this food, sleep, food, sleep, food, sleep.
Maybe a little booty call.
Booze, beer, food, sleep. Beer, food, sleep.
Exactly.
Or we could say man cave, our private office. On HGTV, men always want a man cave and their own office.
That's right.
And Greg always says that's because office space equals computer porn.
Yeah.
Man cave equals, like, TV porn.
TV porn.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. It's all about the porn.
That's the guy. That's guy code.
Exactly. And so I love the fact now that we've taken away the middle finger.
Yeah.
And we all just do the... What?
Yeah, like, what? What are you doing? Really?
I don't know if I told you this story on the phone or on the show before, but I was in a semi, and a woman had pulled in front of me and got in the far lane, far left-hand lane. I'm like, oh, whatever. And I was driving normally, and she wanted to make a right-hand turn, so she had to pull in front of me again. And I'm looking at the stop line, because we're, you know, and I guess I wasn't giving her enough room to turn.
Mm.
And finally I realized she has her blinker on.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm holding back. And I finally go, what? Like, get over with my hands.
and you use the hands like, what?
Get over.
Right.
Like, yeah. What are you waiting for?
Yeah.
Get over. And then she did the same thing to me. Like, what? Why can't I get over? And I just started laughing because I thought that was hysterical. And because it means...
Yeah.
It means so much.
It does, doesn't it?
It means so much, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, literally, we did use the middle finger in the old days.
Yeah.
And now
anymore.
It's just you do this. Like,
what?
Really?
Really? Yeah, really?
Really?
What? Really? What? What are you doing?
This
really?
This is the best you can come up with,
yes.
You know?
Exactly. So it was kind of funny. It's kind of funny. So anyway, I do want to tell the story about are things worth it or not, really.
Mm-hmm,
but
sure.
I do want to share this one story. So last night, it's a totally off topic, but not.
Mm-hmm.
I went over to Doug's house to pass out candy because he's like, I don't want to do it by myself, and I agree. You know, I just think it's a little weird.
Right.
And then so we had over like 200 trick-or-treaters.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry about that.
Mm-hmm.
I should have made myself tea, and I didn't.
Yeah, you should have. Should I have Normano make you some?
If he could
have
maybe some hot water,
hold on,
that'd be wonderful.
On.
Oh, you're actually going to talk to him on the phone. Okay.
What'd you say, honey?
I know. I said you're actually going to, like, take the phone away from
yes.
me. Okay.
Sorry, I didn't. It's done.
So last night after having 200 kids come by and asking everybody, oh, who are you? Oh, well,
and
you're
what
so
was
cute.
And what was the best costume? Or
oh, Dorothy. By
Dorothy
far,
and the Wizard
of
Oz.
It was so darling. Many, many Dorothys.
Mm-hmm.
So cute.
Mm-hmm.
And so I come home, and I'm tired and exhausted. And on Animal Planet, either was too cute, and then it was large pets.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to share this quick story. It's a darling story.
Mm-hmm.
There was one couple from England, and they have these wolfhounds, I guess they
oh,
are.
Oh, yeah.
Those big, you know, wiry haired dogs, and they're really huge. And they breed them, and they have like 8 real big ones, and they have a winner of the tallest one, which stands over 7 feet tall.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You mean...
Hands on your shoulders,
right.
It would be 7 feet tall.
Wow.
I know. And they go, we don't let anybody just take our puppies. They must be vetted. She didn't say vetted.
Oh,
but,
yeah. But I vetted. Good. Chitty-o.
Yes. And so she goes, so I had this one call up, and she was saying, I would like one of your puppies. And I said, well... Do you, you know, who lives in the house? And she says, you know, her and somebody else. And do you both work? And she said, yes, we both work.
Oh.
I'm so sorry. I cannot let you have one of my puppies because these dogs are very social and they need to leave somebody home all the time. And she goes, well, we work from home. Oh, you work from home. Oh, what do you do? And she goes, well, I'm a writer. I'm like, oh, you're a writer. What do you write? And she goes, well, I've written the Harry Potter books. And she goes, all right, you have one of my puppies.
You can have one of our wolfhounds,
yeah.
Whatever.
I'm guessing that you will have enough people around.
That's enough money.
And enough space
for
my puppies.
Little puppies, yeah.
And they would talk about when they would come pick up the puppies. Pick out a puppy that they have to be also interviewed there as well. Because, you know, after you put out the puppies, you go and you hang out with the big dogs for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And if they see that you're get off me.
Oh, you're slobbering on me.
Oh, you're slobbering on me. Oh, there's so much hair.
Yeah.
Then they're like, not
no,
for you.
Not,
but if you're like, oh, let this dog lay on top of me, and this dog's so loving, he's just all over me, and then it's like, you can have one.
Yeah.
You have to be totally willing to just let it all hang out.
Mm-hmm. Sweet.
It's very sweet. But wasn't that? I just thought that was so
oh, that's darling.
Adorable.
Oh, and so J.K. Rowling, I'm a writer.
I'm a writer.
I've written a few billion books.
Well, you know, and the tide has changed for sure because there was only one Harry Potter that came by.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
And he had music in his pocket, the Harry Potter soundtrack in his pocket.
Oh, no, that's
it
so
was
cute.
Hysterical. I know.
Oh, that's so cute.
For sure.
And you were saying that the guy next door, he went all out, you know, that he dressed up in an actual costume.
Yes.
To
I
go
just
to
had
his
bunny
door.
Ears.
You had bunny ears on, yes.
Yes. He had a full gorilla suit with a mask on.
To scare the living bejesus out of everybody.
For sure. And the little kids couldn't handle it.
Aww.
And so he had to take the mask off. And mm-hmm. the little kids would be like, oh, okay, I get you.
And
it was so sweet because people were like, oh, is it demonic? Like, no, really it's not.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly what it is, it's parents fucking their kids. And they teach them how to go, and like you go say, you know, happy Halloween, trick or treat,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's like talking publicly. It's
yeah.
practicing talking
yeah.
publicly.
Yeah. See, I used to be that shy kid too, and
mm-hmm.
when it helped me to trick or treat. But my mom was like, she would always get she'd have to volunteer for March of Dimes.
Oh, okay.
Where you'd have to go door to door. In the old days, people went door to door and, you know, collected money. And then she would make me do it. And I had to go knock on doors like at 7 or 8 and like, do you want to get some money in the March of Dimes? And I could barely put two words in front of another. And
please, sir, may I have a dime?
Please, sir. Honey, Tim. I'm too cruel.
Yeah. May I have a dime?
Could you have a pittance for me, please?
Yes. March of Dimes. It's so funny because I didn't really realize that it's really a March of Dimes.
Yeah.
Like the little dimes are marching.
That's all we would ask for is a dime.
Kind of a dime, so.
Yeah, and people sometimes would, and most of the time people gave me bottles.
Oh, and to change it for a dime?
Yeah, like 6-pack might equal like 10 cents.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Yeah, maybe a little bit more.
Here, I'll give you 6 bottles. You go take care of this. Yeah. Get your own dime.
I'd be walking down the street with all these like 6-pack of Coke bottles. Huh?
For heaven's sake.
Try to hear, Mama. I collected for the March of Dimes, Mama.
They made you make your money. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Was it worth it, girlfriend?
Honey.
Even though it might not have said it.
Somebody would always invite you in. Somebody from the Ukraine would invite you in, really, and they'd go, here, I've just bought this coconut. Let's share this. And this is a true story, you know, crack it open, and they go, now you drink this milk. I'm like, I'm just walking down the street trying to collect money for the merchandise. Drink your coconut milk. Okay, I did. It's good for you.
Oh, that really happened to you?
Yeah, it really did. But I didn't do the right dialect that they had.
No.
Drink your coconut milk.
Yeah.
Is that right? Does that sound better?
Very much so.
Does that sound like Ukraine?
No. Well, you know, Dad just brought me my tea, and it's completely so burning hot, I can barely touch it. And I'm realizing that we have, like, 3 minutes left for the show.
Uh-oh.
So by the time this is cooled off enough, it'll be over.
It'll be over with.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, speaking of the 3 minutes, let's tell them about the Clutterfly Effect, girlfriend.
Oh, yes. It's our book.
It is our
book. Yeah, the Clutterfly Effect. Go ahead, girlfriend.
The Clutterfly Effect. Tweak your way to total transformation by decluttering your life. And you know what? It works.
It does.
It does work. You can declutter your life. You have time to give an hour to the podcast on the radio. This is always so much fun for me and you, though, Jules.
Oh, yes. What were you saying?
I was just meandering, really.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, the Clutterfly Effect, we create a total transformation to cluttering your life. But the one thing we talk about in our book is making incremental changes.
Right.
Because you own it. And I was seeing a commercial that day about 2 paths. The one where the steps are really huge.
Yes.
People are struggling to get up those paths. Yeah. And the other one that's like incremental steps, small steps.
And they're like, we'll take the small steps.
Exactly.
The guy goes, it's about your future.
Yeah, we'll take
I'm like,
the small
good. Steps. They must have read the Clutterfly Effect. Where you can get it at Amazon.com.
For sure. And you also go to our website, ChristineMarieAndJulie.com.
Mm-hmm.
Got some old blog posts that are pretty cool from Christine when she wrote them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great place to get to know us more.
Yeah, it is. You can also go to ProsperityPostcards.com and get some free stuff.
For sure. Free stuff is always good.
Free Prosperity Postcards.
Yay.
365 days of hearing our voice for a minute or two every morning.
Exactly. not bad at all, you know?
Well, especially when we don't have colds.
Oh, for sure. And that sometimes happens.
It does.
Yeah.
It does. You work it in the sand, girlfriend.
Not for long, maybe.
Not for long.
But we'll see. But, you know, I really want to talk about this idea about when things aren't worth it. We didn't get to it.
But we have. We have talked about it.
We're going to continue
on next week, though.
And this has been a very fast hour for
Hasn't
me.
Hasn't it, though?
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Hasn't it? And you know what, though? You're worth it.
Am I worth it?
Yeah.
And you're worth it. It makes me very, very happy to do this hour, and I hope that everybody enjoys it.
Me too.
And so, girlfriend, how was the show for you?
Gosh, you know what? It was great. It was great.